creditors to gain a moment advantage of not being seen when they go to high speed will have camouflage. What is camouflage? It's fooling everyone. Right? And it's beautiful because it's magically done. Oh, at the extreme, have you noticed these documentaries about the octopus? The animal that changes its colors, not only the colors, the shape of the body, and sometimes it walks. Why? That's the only defense it has. And it's beautiful. So when we're talking about the truth, what are we talking about? We are talking about a new value, not acceptable to animals, including this animal. My animal heart loves it because it has been there for billions of years. In so many species, and my animal likes to cheat because cheating is a second chance for any living creature. Where is half the truth? It's not in the animal part, it's the other part. Who is the other part? From now on, let's talk it the rider of this animal. Because this is a donkey. Sometimes I prefer a horse. But all our animals, there is a rider. Distinction between these two is the key. Could you distinct it? Not yet. I hope at the end of book one, when Rumi will tell you that this is the only way to differentiate between the horse rider and all the dust that the horse rider is kicking in the air. Knowing you. The first thing about knowing you was you're not you in the animal. You are you with us. We are all that one. Remember the parrot? The parrot part of me doesn't want to be in me because the parrot's interest is outside, right? That's what love was. That magical potion that changes everything. So first of all, you should come out. And what I'm talking about, come out, oh, a lot. I can talk about it a lot of time, but not yet. Let me give you the first value of this coming out. What is the first value of this coming out? The danger of not coming out. He said, listen, you being there, If you reside in your animal part, you will live a very extremely lonely life and you will be lost. Because in this environment, this is the new era, imagination. Here we are all together. If you don't come out, it's very dangerous. Because no matter what, you're going to walk the path. Every animal dies. So you walk your path. You can walk your path without being in control like the animal and be lost. Or you could walk the path with the walker on the path. So the fellow partner in this path is the path. Because it will bring you out. This was the first message. Now the second one. Second one should what? Should go to another stuff or should naturally follow the same logic? The same logic goes like this. John, really? Line 295, 8, 6, 7. Somewhere there.
Is this concerning? No, it's the how the Prophet on whom be peace enjoined Ali?
Yep.
Okay. How the Prophet, on whom be peace, enjoined Ali, may God make his person honored, saying, when everyone seeks to draw nigh to God by means of some kind of devotional act, do thou seek the favor of God by associating with his wise and chosen servant, that you may be the first of all to arrive.
What was that all about? Okay, I'm used to go to the poetry because I love that part, this part. Normally I don't talk about it because it's a title. But what the title meant, you see, exactly follow up of what we're talking about. He was talking about, he said, come out of yourself. Find someone. Because when you're alone, you're lonely and you're lost. Come outside. Look at the other people who tried to do it alone. Look at their bone, their stuff. Beware of that. And do not trust your animal. Of course your animal doesn't want you to come out. Your animal doesn't like the path. So come out, come out, come out. All of that because you have an enemy inside you. Okay? Second part, he goes to a fellow that you're used to, or the people listening to Rumi are used to make this figure a very good fellow. He is sometimes even better than a peer. Okay? He is fantastic. Later, at the time that Muhammad is there, this is the second man, okay? And is the first man in bravery, is his cousin, and he is a very aggressive man indeed, and very well built. He goes to him and will tell him, hey you, find this and that and that. What does that mean to you? I mean that, listen, when I told you come out of yourself, I didn't mean you needed to come out because you are weak or you're not the best. This is told to the best of the best. Even to him, Muhammad will say, if you choose this, you will be there earlier. You will be the first to arrive. Means, do not count on all the advantages you think you have. Of course we grant you a lot. This is why we're calling you. But don't be fooled by your arrogance to say that I can do it alone. This is what the heading was about. Right? Let's hear it.
The Prophet said to Ali, O Ali, you are the lion of God. You are a courageous knight. Do not even rely upon your lion-heartedness. Come into the shade of the palm tree of hope.
You see? Message is quite clear. Even the wording are chosen perfectly. He will call Ali that, you Ali, you are the lion of Hap. Shirahak, and you are Pahlevan, means you're strong, you are the hero. Purdeli, with a lot of
heart.
Courage, and the heart, yes. Okay? But do not rely upon your lioness. Come in the shadow of a palm tree. That palm tree here is called Palm of Hope. We remember that palm. There is this palm that you should be underneath that palm. You should sleep over there. Remember the guy who was sleeping there? In our story, when the guy was looking for Omar was under that palm tree. We know that Holy Spirit arrived to Maryam under a palm tree. We know there is a palm tree in the heaven. We know this palm tree because palm tree is a very bizarre tree. First of all, it's in a place that you are not expecting any tree. It's a very amazing environment. Suddenly, a tree is standing up, tall and alone, just like that. And to all the people who have once experienced the desert, looking at the palm means you are saved. Means there is water, means you are going to survive the ordeal. That's a palm. So come underneath the shadow of that palm tree. Yes?
Come into the shade of the sage whom no conveyor can carry off from the way.
What it means in English? Help my English. Because you know, Rumi's language is clear to me. Over there is Naqil. Conveyor somehow is not Naqil, although it is Naqil. Naqil means, yes, conveyor.
To move?
Literally, to move something from somewhere to somewhere. But there is something else to it. Naql. Naql means narrating. Naql means reporting. Naql means story. Naql means quote unquote something, to quote something. All are naql. And we know in the religious system that quote unquote comes and stops the progress of conversation. When they say, God said this, it means shut up. What can you say when they say God said this? Could you say, I doubt it? Could you dare? So they tell you something. These are the meanings of not there. And normally it's not used, so it's not a normal thing that, yeah, we say it and we mean this with that and that. Here you say, come under the shadow of an aqil who cannot be moved by a naqil. So he's playing with the word, with the rhyme and everything. And aqil here, remember we talked about it and said from now on I'll talk about the second kind of aqil, not this lady in your head. I'm talking about real aql, the real consciousness of the consciousness of the universe, something like that. Right? Says there is a shadow for this aql, namely Pir, he was talking about last paragraph, who cannot be moved by something, who cannot be misled by naql. Yes?
His shadow on earth is like Mount Kaf. His spirit is he's the Cymerg that circles exceedingly high.
Means? A lot of exaggeration. And suddenly he brought in the mountain Kaf. That mystical mountain we talked about a lot. Remember? Remember the shape of Kaf, which is infinity. Qaf means infinity to them. That's why infinite high is top of the mountain is Orle. And the bottom of the ocean is Qar. And they created an ocean, bottomless ocean, which is Qulzum. Orle Qaf Qar Qulzum. This is how they go to this extreme, to that, to that. And that mountain Qaf is doing a magical stuff, remember that. These are the personalities we are going to deal with. So later on we should realize who is Qaf. Qaf is doing that special magic. Do you remember he told you there are two oceans which they wave, literally touch each other, but they are separated by this endless Qaf. That's what Qaf is. It's the highest place you could think of on the earth. This is the mountain that in that quote-unquote mistranslation of Conference of Bern which the real translation